Hey, listeners of the Missing Maura Murray podcast. I am Tim here today with Lance and Maggie Freeling. You may have noticed there is a new GoFundMe page that has hit the internet. Maggie, tell us about this.
We have been talking about this for a while. And even before the show aired, I was saying, you know, we need to get reward money. We need to get reward money. And that was kind of one of my big pushes the whole time we were filming. And as everyone knows, I was not in much control over that process. So the ball was kind of dropped in terms of reward money. The four of us, including Art, this was something we'd always talked about. I know you guys have been really talking about the A-frame house situation and trying to make moves on that. And we all just decided, you know, I think now is the time to get the ball rolling.
To clarify, what is this money going towards?
People really want this slab of concrete in the backyard of the A-frame house searched. There have been a lot of local rumor about it. You guys had the episode with the previous owners saying that, you know, they also thought this slab of concrete was really suspect. I think it's something the community wants searched, and the dollars show that. We put up a GoFundMe to raise money to do a ground penetrating radar on the slab, and the community has raised $4,000 to search it. So this is something that they want done. So we have the resources to get it done.
And this GoFundMe right now is asking for $10,000. So it's for ground penetrating radar and a reward.
Yes. We initially set the bar at $5,000. We thought that would be enough just for GPR. And if we didn't reach that, I kind of just thought, okay, we'll donate it to the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. And any extra money I was thinking could go towards a reward money. So we raised it to $10,000 because I personally think reward money could bust the case wide open. I think somebody knows something and money will incentivize them to talk.
For anyone not familiar with GoFundMe, if you do not reach the $10,000 goal, what happens?
Well, the money is still there and we can still, you know, use it for a reward, GPR, you know, whatever the community wants us to do. And we've talked to the police. They are totally fine with everything that we're doing. It's not going to interfere with anything that they are doing. We have the blessing of the Murrays. Fortunately, met and been in touch with Bobby Chacon of the FBI, who's helped out with some services that they've used in the FBI for GPR. So, you know, this is a real community effort.
So who is going to actually be in charge of the money?
Right now, I do not have a bank account linked to it or anything of that nature. It is really just money that's living in the ether. I haven't done that yet just because we're still raising money. I don't have a reason to withdraw it. And I was thinking we just set up a separate bank account and put the money in there just to hold on to until the police have somebody who's given information and then they request the money from us.
All right, that's great. Ground penetrating radar. That is that's something that does not disturb the actual earth. So going up there is not going to rip up a bunch of stuff, just in case people were thinking that we're going in with like backhoes and sledgehammers and jackhammers. This is something that's going to scan the ground. It's going to scan any concrete. It'll let us know what's beneath there.
We were also talking about how when we go up there, we want to keep the date undisclosed just to not attract a ton of attention for the owner's privacy. I've gotten a lot of requests for help with search teams and stuff, and it is greatly appreciated, but we are hiring a service. So we don't need a search team or anything like that. It's just going to be a service scanning the concrete slab, and we will go from there. I imagine if something is found, we will alert the police and then go from there as well.
And also, Lance and I just wanted to share that a percentage from our documentary is also going to be added to this fund for a reward.
Know if you, when it becomes time, if you download a segment of the documentary for a certain price, a certain percentage is going towards whatever is necessary for this case.
I think all of us were just blown away that in the first few hours, we raised thousands of dollars. You know, and that's what really just inspired me to start this, was being at CrimeCon and meeting so many people from across the world concerned and wondering about Maura. And I didn't know it was going to be like that. I wish we had done this before CrimeCon, so when people came to meet us, we could have told them about it.
Yeah, CrimeCon is so inspiring, just meeting everyone, all these people who care. And then also the Golden State Killer, I feel like getting caught might have inspired the entire community a little bit. So this is a good moment to strike, everybody. Please check out the GoFundMe page, gofundme.com/find-Maura-Murray.
And it's on all of our social medias. And so please continue to share and post and spread the word. We're hoping to reach $10,000.
You don't have to give $100. You can give $5. You know, 1,000 people giving $5 is pretty cool.
That's a lot of money. And so when we do get these services, we will, of course, have receipts for everything, just so everybody knows. I don't think there's really any worry where your money did go to. When we get the GPR service, we will have a receipt and we will stay transparent throughout the entire process. So you can really trust that your money is going to where we told you it was going to go.